Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. October football is here. It didn't start out so well for NFL quarterbacks, however, as a pair of budding fantasy performers, maybe not stars, but performers, E.J. Manuel and Brian Hoyer, went down with injuries on Thursday night. Now, maybe you weren't relying on either of those two, but maybe you picked one or two of them up, felt good about your depth, and now, not so much. Well, there is still time to recover, and that's where I come in with my Week 5 picks here on the Fantasy Lowdown, presented by Verizon. Week 1. That's the last time Tony Romo threw an interception. Yeah, Tony Romo. Who would have imagined he'd go three straight weeks without a pick? Well, that no INT streak could end, and I'm certainly not picking the boys to beat Denver on Sunday, but I am picking Romo as my must start. The Broncos give up lots of yards through the air. It's no surprise. Teams have to keep pace with them somehow, and that should be the case with Dallas. Romo's good for 300 passing yards and at least two TDs. Dwayne Bowe hasn't had more than four catches in a game in 2013. His season high for yardage in a game is just 58, and he's averaging a disappointing six targets per game from Alex Smith. I don't see any new season highs for the Chiefs wideout when Kansas City visits the Titans this weekend. Tennessee's D has really limited opposing wideouts this season. Bowe should be benchbound. Is it me, or does it seem like Kellen Winslow just keeps on hanging around? Well, he's going to do more than just hang around as the Jets tight end this week in a Monday nighter at the Falcons, and he's our top sleeper. The Jets are depleted offensively, but Winslow has been productive. And here's a position-by-position list of sleepers, starting with Colin Kaepernick, who has really been shaky fantasy-wise since Week 1, but I see a turnaround here in Week 5. He's at home against the Texans. Keep an eye on that Oakland-San Diego game, with Chargers wideout Vincent Brown among those close to breaking out. And now's the time to pounce on the Chiefs defense, facing Ryan Fitzpatrick this week, and if you're looking ahead, Oakland next week. I'll be off to Cincinnati to cover Patriots-Bengals this weekend. The big fantasy news leading into that one is Stephen Ridley's status. I'll try to sort out the Patriots running game and answer any of your questions on Twitter at _below. That's going to do it for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.